This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Discussions are being held between the United States and Russia to arrange a second summit between their leaders. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said on Twitter Thursday that President Donald Trump has asked National Security Advisor John Bolton to invite Russian President Vladimir Putin to Washington in the fall. Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats, speaking at a security conference in Aspen, Colorado, said that every effort has to be made to protect the U.S. electoral system.
Learn the lessons from the past, put in place the things that we need to put in place in terms of making sure that we can guarantee to the American public when they walk in that voting booth and cast their vote, however they cast it, it is a valid vote. It will not be tampered with.
The announcement of negotiations for another Trump-Putin meeting comes just 3 days after their initial summit in Helsinki. That encounter has led to significant bipartisan criticism in the United States. Two symbolic measures supporting U.S. intelligence agencies in the face of President Trump's shifting pronouncements on Russia's past and continued threats to U.S. elections failed in the Republican-led Senate. Republican John Cornyn of Texas objected to a bipartisan non-binding resolution backing intelligence reports on Russian election meddling. Delaware Democrat Christopher Kuhn said the Senate needs to hear from White House officials who were part of President Trump's private discussions with President Vladimir Putin.
We should be able to question senior leaders who were in the room preparing our president before and debriefed him after his summit with Vladimir Putin.
Kentucky Republican Rand Paul, meanwhile, objected to a Democratic resolution that added support for Special Counsel Robert Mueller, who is investigating Russia's interference in the 2016 elections. This is VOA News. Israel's parliament Thursday approved a controversial law that says only Jews have the right of self-determination in that country. As Robert Berger reports from Jerusalem, the move has outraged Israeli Arabs.
The Knesset, Israel's parliament, approved a new law that defines the country as the nation-state of the Jewish people. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said it is a historic moment in the history of Zionism and the state of Israel. Netanyahu said Israel's enemies have been trying to delegitimize its existence, but now Jewish statehood is enshrined in law. Long live the State of Israel, he declared. While Netanyahu's right-wing coalition partners are elated, Israeli Arabs, who make up 20% of the population, are outraged. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Democratic Republic of Congo's President Joseph Kabila says there will be a presidential election on December 23rd, but he did not say what his political plans are. Kabila told the nation in a televised speech Thursday he unequivocally respects the Constitution. The opposition says it fears he may try to hold on to power. Kabila's two-term limit as an elected leader ended 2 years ago, but violence, armed militias, and problems organizing a new election have twice postponed a new vote. Russia and China have requested more time to consider a U.S. request to stop deliveries of refined oil products to North Korea. The U.S. asked a U.N. sanctions committee last week to halt the shipments after accusing North Korea of exceeding a 500,000-barrel annual limit on fuel deliveries through illegal imports. The quota was among the sanctions imposed by the Security Council last December in response to North Korea's launch of a missile that it said is capable of striking the U.S. mainland. Automakers, dealers, and suppliers are united in opposition to President Donald Trump's proposed tariffs on imported cars, trucks, and auto parts. Opponents who work in the industry joined a bipartisan group of lawmakers outside the U.S. Capitol Thursday to voice their concerns. Jennifer Adair is with Toyota.
A 25% tariff on imported autos and auto parts would only lead to fewer sales, which leads to fewer American jobs. We cannot let that happen.
The European Union and Canada say they are already preparing measures to retaliate against the United States if President Donald Trump puts tariffs on imported cars and auto parts. Imposing a 25% tariff on imported autos would raise the average price of a new car in the United States by as much as $4,400. I'm David Byrd in Washington.